check if we have got the required number to proceed. Am I audible?
Sorry about that, Chair.
Yes, I was just checking if we have got the required number. I know that others may be traveling from the house, those who attended physically. Should we give you about maybe the next 4 minutes just to follow up?
The required number.
Yes, please. I just started 10 past the number of numbers. Support staff. Civil society, groupings that are on the platform who've been with us throughout. Fellow South Africans, as we convene this portfolio committee meeting of Communications in the National Assembly, I would without waste of time, just deal with the formalities of convening the meetings in terms of the rules. Honorable members, we are minded of the rules, especially those that first and foremost, but all in the function of this committee. But members are required to mute their mics, switch off their video cameras up until a time where they'll be recognized by the chairperson to speak. At that point, you would unmute your mic and switch on your video camera so that those that are following the discussions could also see the members.
Recording in progress.
On the platform, you will be recognized by the chair. In that case, you mute your mic when you are recognized by the chair to raise the point of order on which the chairperson may pull up for in line with the rules of the National Assembly. With that having been said, the honorable members were also guided that would not raise a necessary point of orders to a point of collapsing the meeting on this platform. I will then, without further waste of time, deal with the apologies, if there are apologies that would have been received for purposes of record committee support.
Thank you, Chairperson. I received only one apology from Honorable Pambo. He's not able to attend the meeting as he's traveling abroad. And also an apology from the Deputy Minister. He's also unable to attend the meeting. Thank you, Jack.
Are there further apologies that have not been we do know that Honorable Kubeka was in ticket that was granted Honorable members. And that we can then move to the main item of the meeting. So, as we get to that item, as it would be flighted, it is important to indicate, firstly, that we are to present a subcommittee report on the appointment process for the SAPC, which subcommittee report would deal with the shortlist, the recommendations that are to be presented for the approval of the committee, from which we can be able to make that public. Honorable members, in the course of the subcommittee work, there were matters that were still pending, and I would want to clarify or report to the meeting on those. The first would have been a candidate that would have reported to one of the members in terms of exclusion. And of course, from the report we have, there was clarity that that would have not been within the cut-off date, but actually after the cut-off date. And the advocates stated very clearly on when is the closing date at the time, and that late applications would not be accepted. And for that reason, would not open the process as it will just throw the process aside and probably collapse it completely. With evidence that has been presented before me, as well as the appeal letter I've received from the member of society concerned, I've satisfied myself that indeed from electronic confirmation, the interactions were 2 days after the closing date. And for that reason, it would be considered as late application, which the advert clarifies would not be considered. If there's new information that arises, we'll handle it at that point. But we have the duty to protect the fairness of the process and respecting those that would have adhered to the advert as expected. So I just thought that's one point to report on and just clarify that the LinkedIn remains in that score. The second point would relate to what we're trying to complete, and I can report that members have been communicated to, including broader consultation with the WIPs, as we experienced also a member of the IFP who would have lost their connection at the time, having presented the list of candidates that they would have wished that they be considered. And I can confirm that out of that consultation, when the list is presented, it will still give quite a number of those principles we agreed upon in the subcommittee, one of which was to consider the existing or current 7 board members who may have reapplied. We've also considered the new applications of people who have interest, taking into account demographics, whether you talk to youth, women, or gender balance in that way. as well as the non-racial character of the country we seek to build. We have taken that into account, as well as the experiences and skills or expertise that may be needed in the board. So all those would have been taken into account by the subcommittee members as they made submissions. So in the report we would have, indeed you'll have gender parity, but all these other considerations haven't been made by honourable members. Where there would have been duplications, those would have been cleaned up and communicated accordingly. Members of the subcommittee. So I'm presented dishing up a vote on any of the matters that would be for us, and we are presenting the report as such. Therefore, we would be asking that the committee supports the report. We usually do, honourable members, we want to go on a page by page on a report so that if there are corrections to be made, those would be made up until we get to the last coin. Because it's not quite a thick document. The other approach we would have used, especially if members have not had sight of it, is to really just go through the report quickly and therefore correct it as we move. Am I clear? Or am I talking to myself again?
Just reading it, Chair. Thank you.
Yeah. Just go through the report, because members may have not seen it.
Chair, must I read it?
Yes, please.
Oh, all right.
I'm just also doing it for those that are driving, that could be able to hear what we are presenting.
Okay, Chairperson. Progress report of the Portfolio Committee on Communications on the filling of vacancies on the South African Broadcasting Corporation board dated 8 September 2022. The Portfolio Committee on Communications, having considered the request from the Minister of Communications and Digital Technologies to commence with the process of constituting the SABC board in terms of Section 13 of the Broadcasting Act 1999, Act No. 4 of 1999, reports as follows. A letter dated 13 June 2022 was received from the Minister of Communications and Digital Technologies. Number one, informing the National Assembly about the impending expiry term of office of the current South African Broadcasting Corporation Board of Directors on 15 October 2022, and requesting the National Assembly to initiate the recruitment process in terms of Section 13 of the Broadcasting Act 1999, Act No. 4 of 1999, to constitute the SABC Board. The committee considered the letter from the Minister of Communications and Digital Technologies and resolved that the Secretariat proceed with the process of publishing an advertisement in the media calling for the nomination of persons to be appointed to constitute the SABC board. The advertisement was published in all 11 South African official languages in one national newspaper, two regional newspapers, and eight community newspapers, A total of 120 nominations were received. The committee further established a 7-member subcommittee made up of 4 African National Congress, 1 member from the Democratic Alliance, 1 member from the Economic Freedom Fighters, and 1 member from the Inkatha Freedom Party to oversee the process of constituting the SABC board and report back to it.
We had discovered that, in fact, it wasn't 120. It was probably more likely 115 or so.
Okay, that is not a map. On 8 September 2022, the subcommittee met to consider the criteria, skills and experience required to constitute the SABC board and unanimously recommended that the committee approves the following shortlisted candidates. Ms. Mamidupi Mohlala Molaodi, Mr. David Maimela, Mr. Jack Phalane, Dr. Renee Horn, Professor Satasiven Cooper, Mr. Dikwanyane Muhuba, Ms. Nomvuyiso Baraki, Ms. Sandy Kadaya, Ms. Cynthia Stimpel, Advocate Teliso Tipanyani, Mr. Quentin Green, Mr. Mpo Tedu, Mr. Frederick Bukaba, Professor Franz Kruger, Mr. Zolile Zamisa, Mr. Langazita, Ms. Norma Zulu Muta, Ms. Riabetswe Mutaung, Mr. Tembisa Fakute, Ms. Ntswareng Babela, Ms. Patiswa Makupeni, Ms. Nwabisa Makiumza, Mr. Lance Rothschild, Mr. Kingdom Mweshanyane, Mr. Paris Mashile, Dr. Oxcar van Yerden, Ms. Aifeli Makwanya, Mr. Lumko Mtimde, Ms. Palisa Kati, Mr. Zolani Matthews, Ms. Tandeka Kubulembeki, Ms. Fundiswa Kweya Kushu, Ms. Madeline Monsami, Ms. Yole Lwasi Kunyana, Ms. Lindiwe Jacqueline Mayepa, and Ms. Mandi Satiti. On 8 September, the committee met and considered the recommendation of the subcommittee and subsequently recommends that the following candidates be shortlisted to be interviewed for the constitution of the SABC board. Ms. Mamidupi Mohlala Molaodi, Mr. David Maimela, Mr. Jack Phalane, Dr. Renee Horn, Professor Sativen Cooper, Mr. Dikwanyane Muhuba, Ms. Nomvuyiso Baraki, Ms. Sandika Daya, Ms. Cynthia Stimpel, Advocate Teliso Tipanyani, Mr. Quentin Green, Mr. Mpo Tedu, Mr. Sheldrake Bukaba, Professor Franz, Mr. Zolile Zamisa, Mr. Langazita, Ms. Norma Zulunda, Ms. Riabetswe Mutaung, Mr. Tembisa Fakute, Ms. Ntswareng Babela, Ms. Patiswa Makopeni, Ms. Nwabisa Makiumza, Mr. Lance Rothschild, Mr. Kingdom Mushwenyane, Mr. Paris Mashile, Dr. Oscar van Yerden, Ms. Aifeli Makwanya, Mr. Lumko Mtimde, Ms. Pali Sakadi, Mr. Zolani Matthews, Ms. Tandeka Kubulembeki, Ms. Fundiswa Sikweyiya Kushu, Ms. Magdalene Monsami, Ms. Yvonne Yole Lwasi Kunyana, Ms. Lindiwe Jacqueline Mayepa, and Ms. Mandi Satiti. The interviews are scheduled to be conducted from 13 to 16 September 2022. A report is for information. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, honorable members. Maybe just on my side. Just for consistency, don't leave the name of Lungom Tinte without identifying that it's Mr. Lungom Tinte. It's important for what we call the gender part. So that's one thing. Secondly, is that the report is meant for consideration of the committee, not just information, because the committee will have to formally adopt the report as its report. Maybe if we can go up again to the point raised by Honorable Collar Barnett about the numbers, the 120. Yes, Honorable Collar Barnett, I just want to check if you'll be persuaded by this. That from a point of transparency, there were 220 nominations which were identified that other nominees were nominated by more than one, but being the same, which takes the number, the actual number, to then the number that we talk about, just to balance the transparency, especially at the time when you also have maybe issues that get raised about exclusion or not exclusion, just for us to have a fair balanced report. I'm not sure if you are persuaded by that, that we balance that transparency as well as the actual numbers, having seen that duplication because of a person may have been nominated by more than one organization or people. Honorable Collar Barnett?
Chairperson, I don't have a problem at all, but I think in case someone sits and counts the numbers and they only come up with 115, may I suggest that you simply add some applicants were nominated more than once.
Yes,
that was then covered. Just a thought.
All right. No, that's fine, as long as we're clear on that. So having agreed on that point, honorable members, as I said, the report is presented for your consideration. To indicate whether the report is approved. Don't see your hands. I'll be assisted by committee support. Can we get members to comment on the report? Honorable Kumbu, you are noted. Honorable Kumbu, you are noted. Can I just check if...
Thank you, Chair. Just to check as to the number of the candidates which have been shortlisted. I just want to check the number because I'm in the dark here trying to count, but I can't get the real number.
Okay. Thank you, Honorable Kumbu. I think what we agreed on would have been 36, and from the names presented, if you look at them from a gender point of view, we're looking at 18. So it's 36 names, Honorable Kumbu.
No, thank you, Chair.
Honorable members, I know the House sitting completed quite early. You would want to still continue. But I really beg you to give an indication on whether the report is agreed to, so move and second.
Agreed to, and I'm happy to move, Chair.
Honorable Corbana moves. Can I get a seconder?
A second, Honorable Chair.
Then seconded by Honorable Mtembu. Is there any dissenting view, any objection to the adoption of the report? No objection. The report is agreed to. And I'm sure from the report there's clarity on when are we envisaging the interview process after interaction also with the candidates. From now on, the administration then starts working on those logistics including the statement of the committee to make these names known by the public in that school. Ms. Ndabeni, is there any other matter that needed to be known by the committee? So,
nothing at the moment, Chair.
Okay.
Thank you.
With that, honorable members, I must thank you for making time. I know it's been a very busy day from the morning up to now. We've been standing. I really appreciate and it's always important to try and find each other as representatives of the people, irrespective of the political parties we represent. And I think we are trying to do that in this committee at all times, even when faced with appointments that may be quite a contested terrain most of the time, but we've been able to sail through that. Thanks once again. Let's keep that up. Engage qualitatively instead of using numbers. And as I usually say, the numbers are clear because the electorate clarified that. But we have a responsibility of working together as representatives of the people and representing our properly. Thanks, honorable members. The meeting stays adjourned.